Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to come in your presence and to worship, to honor, to glorify you. And Father, we thank you for the Spirit of the Lord in this place to move and to work in our lives. And we thank you for the Word of God, the living Word of God that speaks to us today. I pray, Father, that we would have open ears to hear what you're saying today. I pray, Father, that you help me to share the Word of the Lord as you'd have me to. And Father, may we forever be changed by it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, today we are going to continue our series, Hearing God. 2 weeks ago, I shared with you a message, Your Servant is Listening. We got to have a time and a place where we get alone with God and we really listen to Him on a regular basis. We need to be still. We got to stop all that activity. Just be still. You got to be quiet. Listen to your time with God. If you're the one doing all the talking, that's a boring conversation. We need to be quiet. We need to listen. Really intentionally listen. And we need to wait. God's not in a hurry. And sometimes we shouldn't be either. And especially in the presence of God, it's not a time to be in a hurry. We just need to wait and let Him speak to us. But we need to get to the place where, like young Samuel, we can say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. He said, Your servant is listening. And that was from the heart when Samuel said it, because surely he obeyed the Lord. He was a prophet of the Lord that God spoke to and spoke through and used mightily all of his life. It was Eli the priest that told him to say those words, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. But the Lord no longer spoke to Eli. Why? Because Eli did not obey the Lord. Eli no longer respected the Lord, had enough regard for the Lord to fully obey the Lord. He wouldn't do what the Lord told him to do. And I'm telling you that if we want to hear God, we have to have a willing heart. We have to be willing to hear, and we have to be willing to do what He says. We can't just hear Him when we want to. If we don't listen to His voice, we will get to the place where we don't really know His voice. And so it's important that we always have a hearing ear, a heart that is yielded to the Lord and desires not only to hear the Lord but to obey the Lord. Like so many things, this is really a matter of the heart. You know, if the Lord tells us something one time in His Word, that should be enough for us. Amen? I mean, if God says it, we ought to just believe it and accept it and obey it. If the Lord says the same thing twice, well, we better pay attention because He's really trying to get it across to us. We need to know that it's important. And if He says it four times, we definitely shouldn't miss it. So I'm going to read this from four different passages of Scripture. I know it's a little redundant, but you need to see how serious the Lord is about this. We're talking about hearing God. Hebrews chapter 3, we're going to start with verses 7 and 8. Hebrews 3, 7 and 8. It says, Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear His voice, today. I'm telling you, we can still hear God's voice today. And He says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. verse 15 of the same chapter. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Chapter 4 and verse 7. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. All these are a quote from Psalm 95, 7 and 8. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. It's so clear that God is trying to get this across to us, that if we want to hear his voice, we have to have a heart that is willing. We can't have a heart that is hard. Don't harden your heart, but instead, yield your heart. Make it open and receptive to the word of the Lord. He said in verse 8 of Psalm 95, as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. Now, there were a lot of times when the children of Israel went through some trials and some tests. And many of those times, they rebelled. Many of those times, they hardened their heart and wouldn't listen to what God wanted to say to them. But I want you to see that it's always been this way. This isn't just a New Testament thing, that it started back in the Old Testament, that if people want to hear the voice of God, they can't harden their heart. This is a heart issue. One of the main reasons that people don't hear God is because their heart is not ready to hear the voice of the Lord. Many times they harden their heart because they don't even really want God to speak to them. They aren't even really listening. And when the Lord does speak, they refuse what he said. They rebel against it. So here's the key issue. If we want to hear God, we have to have a willing heart. Matthew chapter 13, we're going to read verses 10 through 15. And it's amazing how much Jesus talked about hearing. How much Jesus talked about the importance of being able to truly hear. Matthew 13, beginning in verse 10, it says, and the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? Why? He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Then Jesus explains what he just said. He explains it further with a prophecy from the book of Isaiah. In verse 14, he says, and in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which said, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Why do they see and don't perceive? Why do they hear and not understand? Because their hearts have grown dull. Their hearts are covered over. They're not able to. Their ears are hard of hearing, their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. Jesus makes it very clear that there are some who hear, who see, who are able to receive, their hearts understand. And there are some who just are not able to because of the condition of their heart. It is in their own heart they have decided not to do what God says. In their own heart, they are unwilling to obey. They're unwilling to see. They're unwilling to hear. There are people who hear the same thing, and some people receive it and some don't. It happens every Sunday morning in every church in America. People hear the same thing, and some will receive it and some won't. And I'm just telling you that any time that God speaks, there are some people that are ready to hear what God has to say, and they respond to it with a willing heart. And some people just are not ready. They don't want God to speak to them. So we have to deal with this key issue. And the key issue is that we have a willing heart. If we want the Lord to speak to us, we got to have a willing heart. We're going to go to Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. Mark chapter 4, 24 and 25. Jesus speaking again, talking about hearing. And he says, "Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." The first thing he says is, he says, take heed what you hear. We have to take heed to what we hear. We have to be willing to hear. Over and over and over, Jesus says, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. It's so important that we have a heart that's willing to hear what God is saying. Now that just, you know, when you're wanting to hear God, you said, okay, I want to hear God. I want God to speak to me. Listen, it has to be from the heart that we really do. Sometimes it's just easier to not hear. Let me just explain it to you this way. You know, you can read good Christian books. You can listen to Christian radio and watch preachers on TV or online. You can listen to great sermons. And you can hear all of that, and it's safe because you can decide what you're going to receive and what you're not. Some of you, well, you're doing that right now. You decide. Well, I agree with that. Well, that's not what I believe. I don't think I like that. I like that. And I want you to understand something. God can speak to you through a good Christian book. He can speak to you while you're listening to Christian radio. And he certainly can speak to you through a sermon, through a message. But when God speaks to you, it changes everything. Because when God really speaks to you, you can no longer say, well, that's his opinion. Well, that's not what I believe. I don't think I like that. I'll take this over here and I'll take some of that over there. But now when God speaks to you, you can't pick and choose anymore. And that's why religion is so much safer if we just keep God speaking out of it. Because we can make up our own version. We can pick and choose what we want in our religion. This is kind of the pop theology of the day. This is how people do it. Well, I agree with that. I'm going to take some of that. I like what he said. I'm taking that. That over there, no, I don't like that. I don't think I want that. I'm going to get me some of this and some of that, but let's leave that out. That's not for me. I don't agree with that. I don't want none of that. And religion is safe that way because we can pick and choose what we like and what we don't like. But when God really speaks to you, it train wrecks your religion because then it's no longer an option. You either obey God, you either receive what he says, or you reject it and you rebel against him. And that's why it changes everything when we start having a hearing ear and a willing heart to obey. If we truly will hear, I'm telling you, God will change our lives. See, the problem with hearing God is a lot of the time it will change your plans. You think you got it all figured out and how things are going to go. But then when you really hear God, it can change everything. People who live next to trains or airports, to some degree, they get to where they don't really notice them anymore. They just kind of automatically filter it out. Now, if they think about it, they certainly can listen and hear the train or a plane flying overhead, but they just kind of, in their mind, they just kind of automatically filter it out. I read about one guy that moved into a new place, and there was a train that went by, and it always went by in the wee hours of the morning, and it would wake him up. Those first few nights, he was just kind of miserable being woken up by this train at the same time, but he would cover his head with a pillow and just do the best he could to go right back to sleep. And in a few days, he got used to it, where the train would go by in the middle of the night and he didn't even wake up. The amazing thing was, is that he used a wristwatch for his alarm, and it just had a small beep. But he had trained himself that when that small beep went off, he would respond to it. He would wake up and get up. And I'm telling you that we can do the voice of God the same way. We can either train ourselves to not respond, or we can train ourselves to tune in to that still small voice, that even though it's quiet, when He speaks, we hear it and we respond to it. You see, how you respond to the voice of the Lord has everything to do with whether or not you hear. You got to have a willing heart to hear. Some people just want to hear God when they want to hear God. They tune Him out until they get to a crisis in life, and then they're like, God, speak to me. I need You to speak to me. And they don't even know His voice because they've tuned Him out so long. I'm telling you, as a child of God, you can learn to hear His voice and know His voice, but you got to have a willing heart to hear. Sometimes we just kind of hear what we want to hear. It's funny to me how two people can hear the same message preached and they come away with something totally different. Now, sometimes that's the Holy Spirit, but sometimes it's just people being where they've already decided what they want to hear and what they don't want to hear. Like the guy that goes to the doctor because his gout keeps flaring up. Well, the doctor tells him, well, your gout is pork-induced. If you eat pork, it's going to flare up, and your feet are going to hurt. Well, this old guy, he loved chitlins. It was his favorite meal. And he didn't want to give up his chitlins. So when he gets home and his wife asks him about the doctor's appointment, she said, well, what did the doctor say? He said, the doctor said, I'm going to have gout about 3 times a week. And I'm just telling you that sometimes our desires and our wants can get in the way. We have to have a willing heart to hear God, no matter what He says to us. Isaiah 42 and 18 is one of those verses that's just so very blunt. He says, hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. And certainly He is not talking to the physically deaf or blind, but He is talking to those who just refuse to hear. We got to decide that we really want to hear God, no matter what it is. You know, the Lord is certainly able to speak to us and give us direction in our life. I find that for myself and for most people, that's one of the things that I ask the Lord about the most often and seek Him to hear from Him the most often, is wanting direction in my life. I remember one time when I was praying about a new position. Maybe the Lord was going to move me somewhere. I'm praying about a move and a change in ministry and a new direction. And these are the things that I'm asking God about. Lord, I want to hear Your voice. What is Your will? I want to do what You want me to do. I'm trying to talk to God about a new position, a relocation. And he starts talking to me about our relationship. And he tells me that I need to know him more intimately. That is the direction. That is what I need to pursue, is to know him more intimately. And here's my point to you. You see, most of the time when we go to God and we want to hear God, we've already got in mind what God needs to tell us. Which is more important? What we think God needs to tell us, or what he really wants to tell us? I'm just telling you that we need to have a hearing ear. So often God wants to speak to us, but we're not really even listening to the voice speaking to us about the things that he wants to talk to us about. You want to talk to the Lord about that promotion at work, and he wants to talk to you about forgiving somebody. And I'm telling you that if we don't have an ear to hear, if we're not willing to hear what God is saying to us, he's not going to talk to us about a promotion at work when we're saying, no, I'm not listening to that. That person really hurt me. I'm not listening to that. We got to have a willing ear if we're going to hear God speak to us. Today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts. One of the ways that you harden your heart is you ignore that voice. You just keep pushing it aside. It will harden your heart. Matthew chapter 11, Jesus again, talking about hearing. Matthew 11, beginning in verse 15. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to their companions, saying, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament. John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, look, a glutton, a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, but wisdom is justified by her children. You see, these people could not hear. No matter how the message came, no matter which way God spoke to them, they couldn't hear because they had put up walls. For many of them, it was walls of religion. And I'm telling you, the same is true today, that a lot of people can't hear what God is saying. They're not willing to hear what God is saying because it doesn't fit in with their religion. I was taught this. I was brought up this way. Well, I've never believed that. And they just have a wall against God speaking to them about something that violates their religion. Some people have a wall of their own plans. This is what I'm doing. This is the direction my life is going. This is how I'm going to live. It's my life, and I'm going to do what I want. And they have a wall that God doesn't get through. Is they're not willing to hear. Stephen was the first martyr. Stephen was mightily used by God. He shared the gospel. Signs and wonders happened. And the religious leaders began to accuse him and question him. And Stephen, in Acts chapter 7, Stephen preaches this fantastic message to them. He takes them all the way back to Abraham and through the patriarchs and Moses. He's speaking their language. I mean, he's talking to them in a way that they can understand, but they wouldn't hear it. They wouldn't receive it because it didn't fit in with their religion. And no matter how good this message was, It wasn't going to change them. Acts 7:51, he says to them, he says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears." What does that mean? It means their heart was covered over. Their heart was not open. They weren't willing to hear. They were stiff-necked. "You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you." They refused to hear. How could they miss the Son of God, the Messiah? How could they not understand when a man explained it to them from the scriptures that they all knew? They just weren't willing to hear. We want to hear God, we got to be willing to hear. Psalm 81, verse 11 and 12 says, "My people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart to walk in their own counsels." This is what happens when we don't take heed to the voice of the Lord. Then He lets us just do it our way. If we won't do it His way, if we won't listen to Him, see, you got to have that willing heart. If we won't listen to Him, then He gives us over to our own counsels. He'll just say, "Okay, you go ahead and do it your way." Thirty-six years ago, I was a younger man, and Carmen and I were pastoring a church. We had been given a great opportunity by the Lord to pastor a church, a tremendous potential, and we just were having a hard time, struggling. And I struggled a lot with having had some success in youth ministry and was having none as a pastor, and at least not that the eye could see. And I just really had a hard time with that, so much so that I said to someone one day, I said, "Well, I won't be a failure for God." And what I was really saying was, is that if this isn't going to be fruitful, I'm going to do something else. And so we decided to leave. I didn't hear God tell me to leave. I just decided. We mailed out resumes and we got the offers that we had, the opportunities that we had, and we listed out the pros and cons. I tell you, God turned me over to my own counsels. Worst year of my life. Here's the point. We got to be willing to hear what God says. Even if we don't like it, even if we, listen, we might think, "No, I got to do this, I got to do that." No, we got to be willing to hear. Back to Mark 4:24. Mark 4:24 again. "Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given." Now, when he starts talking this way, with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. It is the same vernacular, the same terminology that he uses when he's talking about judgment, and sometimes when he talks about giving. But here he's talking about hearing. Take heed that you hear. The same measure you use will be measured to you. What's he talking about? He's talking about that what we hear from God, we have to use. We have to apply it in our life. We have to obey what we hear from God. And what we hear from God, He's going to, and we obey, then He's going to give us more. Isn't that what it said? He said, "To you who hear, more will be given." We read earlier, those who don't hear, even what they have will be taken away. But you got to use what He gives you. We have to have a heart that's willing to obey. Today, if you will hear His voice, you want to hear His voice? Harden not your hearts as in the rebellion. One of the quickest ways to harden your heart is to not obey God. And sometimes people play these games with God where they say, well, you know, I'm obeying God in this area. Maybe I'm not obeying Him in that, but I'm obeying Him in this area, so God speak to me. He wants to talk to you about this. The end of the book of Deuteronomy, the last several chapters, it's just over and over and over talking about the blessings that we receive when we obey God. And then it also talks about the curses when we disobey God. Now, I'm so glad that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we've been delivered from the curse of the law. I cannot find in my Bible anywhere where we have been delivered from the blessings of obedience. We are blessed when we obey God, when we hear His voice and we obey. And you know, it's not just about the law. In fact, I want to read to you Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20. He says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against today against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice. You see, it's not just about obeying the law. I'm telling you, even for them, it was not just about the law. It was about obeying the voice of God. He says that you may obey His voice and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them, hearing His voice and obeying always brings us into greater blessings. Oh, how we need to learn to hear His voice and obey. It takes a willing heart. It's not always what we want to hear. I remember another time in ministry, I was going through a hard time. I told you I prayed for direction a lot, just like some of you. And some people wanted me to leave, and I wanted to oblige them. And so I'm praying, Lord, this is a few years later, I'm a little wiser. Some of us learn the hard way, but we learn. I said, Lord, I want to do whatever you want me to do. I want to leave, but I'll do whatever you want me to do. He told me to stay. He worked it out for my good. I'm just telling you, sometimes what God says, see, this isn't pop theology. Sometimes what God says is not what you want to hear. There's an interesting story in 2 Chronicles chapter 18 where King Ahab, king of Israel, has asked Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, to come and help him fight a battle. And Jehoshaphat tells him that, let's ask the Lord. Let's seek the Lord about this. And so Ahab calls his 400 prophets, and they all tell him, yeah, it's going to be good. You're going to come out in victory. You're going to prosper in this battle. Go for it. Well, Jehoshaphat knew this wasn't just right. And he says, isn't there a prophet of the Lord? And when you read this in the scriptures, it's not Lord the title. The letters are all capitalized, which means it is the name Jehovah. He says, isn't there a prophet of Jehovah? He knew they needed to really hear from God, not just some people. And Ahab says, oh, there's this one guy, but we don't want to ask him because he always prophesies bad against me. And Jehoshaphat says, don't say that. But they call for him. And before he tells them what the Lord told him, they say, now, his name's Micaiah. They say, now, Micaiah, you just Everybody else has said something good. You say something good. Don't say anything bad, just say something good. And so they ask him, what's going to happen? Micaiah says, oh, it's all going to be good. Ahab knew that wasn't the whole story, and so he says, haven't I made you swear over and over to tell me the truth? I want to read it to you from 2 Chronicles 18 through 22. And this is what he said. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab, king of Israel, to go up that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead? So one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. The Lord said to him, in what way? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go and do so. Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. Why did the Lord send a lying spirit to speak through those prophets so that Ahab would listen to them and die in the battle? Because Ahab's heart was so wicked that he would not obey God, even when the prophet told him how this came about. He wouldn't listen. He went ahead and did it anyway. Now, he thought that he could outsmart the Lord. Do you know people, there's a lot of people think they can outsmart the Lord. I mean, the Lord tells them what to do in their giving. He tells them in the scripture what to do, but they got a better idea. They're smarter than God. Ahab decides that he's not going to dress like a king. You see, when the kings led their men into battle, they always dressed like a king, and everybody knew who they were. But Ahab decides he's going to disguise himself so nobody will know. While Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, is going to be dressed in all his royal kingly robes and dressed as the king. Well, sure enough, the men go after Jehoshaphat, but guess what? God protected him. But Ahab died in the battle. Here's a man who's so determined not to hear God, not to listen to God. His heart was unwilling, and so God sends him a delusion. And I'm telling you, God knows our heart, whether or not we're willing to obey him and do what he says. Sometimes we listen to the wrong voices, just like Ahab did, because we've already decided. I've already decided I want that car, and I'm going to buy it. Sometimes people decide they want a certain guy or girl. They've already decided, and they may pray about it, but they're insincere. And I got to tell you, if you pray about your giving, but you're not willing to obey the Lord, it's not going to be blessed. No, we got to be willing. We got to have a willing heart to obey God. When Israel had been conquered by the Babylonians, some of the people were still in Jerusalem, and they wanted to leave and go to Egypt. They thought that they would be better off there. They thought they would be safer there. And so they decided that before they left, though, they would ask the prophet Jeremiah to pray for them and to ask the Lord for them. And he told them not to go. He told them that they should stay where they are, and the Lord would bless them, and the Lord would protect them. But if they went, they would be destroyed. And I just want to read a small portion of this to you from Jeremiah 42. In verse 20, he says this to them, You were hypocrites in your hearts when you sent me to the Lord your God, saying, pray for us to the Lord our God, and according to all the Lord your God says, so declare to us, and we will do it. I have declared this day, I declared it to you, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God or anything which he has sent you by me. Now therefore know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by famine and pestilence, in the place where you desire to dwell. I'm telling you, they had already made up their mind before they even asked the man of God. They had already decided what they were going to do, and they weren't going to change. I'm going to do it my way. Oh, we got to have a willing heart just to obey God. If we want to hear his voice, we got to keep our hearts soft and pliable. Whatever God says to us, we're willing to obey. One more time, we're going back to Mark chapter 4, 24 and 25. There's some truth here we need to get at. He says, take heed what you hear with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. You know, people read those kinds of passages and they think, well, that's not fair. The one that has is going to get more, and the one who doesn't have is going to be taken away. That doesn't seem right. Listen, the one who has is the one who has heard God and received it and acted on it. He's the one who has something from God. He's received it. The one who does not have, he's the one who's heard from God, but he's rejected it. He may not even know he's heard from God because he's refused to hear. And yes, even what he has is going to be taken away. But here's the blessing. When we hear from God and we are willing to obey and we use, remember, the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. We use what God has blessed us with. We obey him. We do what he says. Then he's going to bless you with more. He's going to speak to us more and more and more when we obey him and do what he says. But to have a hearing ear, you got to be willing to do what he says when you hear. God always deals with us progressively. When we reject the voice of the Lord and we won't obey, I'm telling you, he deals with us progressively, that then he'll just turn us over to our own counsels. But he also deals with us progressively in a positive way. When we hear and we obey, then he blesses us with more. Jesus talked about loving one another, loving your neighbors yourself, loving your enemies. Love the Lord your God and to love your neighbors yourself. That's the main thing. The Apostle Paul talked about how important it is for us to love others. John talks about it all the time, and especially in 1 John, he talks about how important it is for us to love others. And do we know this? Have we heard this? I'm looking for a response right here. Yes, we know this. We've heard this. Even the world knows it, that Jesus taught this. 1 John 2, 9 through 11, he says, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Here's a simple command. I didn't say easy, I said simple. A simple command that we are to love one another. And yet there are people who refuse to love others. And the Bible says they're walking in darkness. They're blind. They can't even see where they're going. Why? Because they refuse to obey God. I'm telling you, but if we'll obey God, if we'll decide that we're going to obey God no matter what he says to us, he will bless us and he'll speak to us again and again. If you want to hear his voice, don't harden your heart, but make your heart soft and pliable, useful to the master. Let him have his way in you. Choose to obey Him. And I tell you, He'll speak to you again and again and again. I want you to stand with me. We're going to pray. I'd like for our prayer partners to come. Father, I thank You that You show us such grace and mercy. Lord, that when we have failed to hear and when we have failed to obey, Lord, that You are ever ready to forgive if we turn to You. And Father, I just pray this morning that You would deal with our hearts. Show us, Lord, if there are areas of our life that need to change. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit would move and work right now in hearts and lives, and that You would have Your way in us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. You know, one of the ways that many times is the first time that somebody really hears God is when the Holy Spirit begins to draw them. The Holy Spirit begins to deal with them about making Jesus the Lord of their life, accepting Jesus as their Savior. Oh, how important it is that you hear and respond to that voice. Some of you here this morning, there's a certain area of your life where you know that you're not really obeying God. Maybe it's Scripture. Maybe it is something that the Lord spoke to you. It's time for you to obey God. It's time for you to make it right. And some of you here this morning, you know that you just haven't had a willing heart to truly hear and obey what He says. Whatever your prayer need might be this morning, as we dismiss, I want to encourage you to come for prayer. Maybe you want to pray for a sick loved one. Maybe you're praying for direction in your life. Oh, just be ready. God might talk to you about something else. But whatever your prayer need, as we dismiss, if you want prayer, you come. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.